There I stood, a man incognito, a Protestant minister in plain clothes, slipping into the back of a Catholic chapel in Milwaukee to witness my first Mass. Curiosity had driven me there, and I still didn't feel sure that it was a healthy curiosity. Studying the writings of the earliest Christians, I'd found countless references to the liturgy, the Eucharist, the sacrifice. For those first Christians, the Bible, the book I loved above all, was incomprehensible apart from the event that today's Catholics called the Mass. I wanted to understand the early Christians, yet I'd no experience of liturgy, so I persuaded myself to go and see, as a sort of academic exercise, but vowing all along that I would neither kneel nor take part in idolatry. I took my seat in the shadows in a pew at the very back of that basement chapel. Before me were a goodly number of worshippers, men and women of all ages. Their genuflections impressed me, as did their apparent concentration in prayer. Then a bell rang, and they all stood as the priest emerged from a door beside the altar. Unsure of myself, I remained seated. For years, as an evangelical Calvinist, I had been trained to believe that the Mass was the ultimate sacrilege a human could commit. The Mass, I had been taught, was a ritual that purported to re-sacrifice Jesus Christ. So I would remain an observer. I would stay seated with my Bible open beside me, soaked in Scripture. As the Mass moved on, however, something hit me. My Bible wasn't just beside me. It was before me, in the words of the Mass. One line was from Isaiah, another from the Psalms, another from Paul. The experience was overwhelming. I wanted to stop everything and shout, "Hey, can I explain what's happening from Scripture? This is great." Still, I maintained my observer status. I remained on the sidelines until I heard the priest pronounce the words of consecration. "This is my body. This is the cup of my blood." Then I felt all my doubt drain away. As I saw the priest raise that white host, I felt a prayer surge from my heart in a whisper, "My Lord and my God, that's really you." I was what you might call a basket case from that point. I couldn't imagine a greater excitement than what those words had worked upon me. Yet the experience was intensified just a moment later when I heard the congregation recite, "Lamb of God, Lamb of God, Lamb of God," and the priest respond, "This is the Lamb of God," as he raised the host. In less than a minute, the phrase "Lamb of God" had rung out four times. From long years of studying the Bible, I immediately knew where I was. I was in the book of Revelation, where Jesus is called the Lamb no less than 28 times in 22 chapters. I was at the marriage feast that John describes at the end of that very last book of the Bible. I was before the throne of heaven, where Jesus is hailed forever as the Lamb. I wasn't ready for this, though. I was at Mass. Holy smoke. I would return to Mass the next day, and the next day, and the next. Each time I went back, I would discover more of the Scriptures fulfilled before my eyes. Yet no book was as visible to me in that dark chapel as the book Revelation, the Apocalypse, which describes the worship of the angels and saints in heaven. As in that book, so in that chapel, I saw robed priests, an altar, a congregation chanting, "Holy, holy, holy." I saw the smoke of incense. I heard the invocation of angels and saints. I myself sang the Alleluias, for I was drawn evermore into this worship. I continued to sit in the back pew with my Bible, and I hardly knew which way to turn, toward the action in the Apocalypse or the action at the altar. More and more, they seemed to be the very same action. I plunged with renewed vigor into my study of ancient Christianity and found that the earliest bishops, the fathers of the church, had made the same discovery I was making every morning. They consider the book of Revelation the key to the liturgy and the liturgy the key to the book of Revelation. Something powerful was happening to me as a scholar and a believer. The book of the Bible that I had found most perplexing, the book of Revelation, was now illuminating the ideas that were most foundational to my faith, the idea of the covenant as the sacred bond of the family of God. Moreover, the action that I had considered the supreme blasphemy, the Mass, now turned out to be the event that sealed God's covenant. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. I was giddy with the newness of it all. For years I had been trying to make sense of the book of Revelation as some kind of encoded message about the end of the world, about worship in faraway heaven, about something most Christians couldn't experience while still on earth. Now, after 2 weeks of daily Mass attendance, I found myself wanting to stand up during the liturgy and say, "Hey, everybody, let me show you where you are in the apocalypse. Turn to chapter 4, verse 8. You're in heaven right now."